Most people in Scotland don't want to take the irreversible step of breaking up the UK, but they do want to see the Scottish Parliament have more powers, and they want to see those powers secured, and they want the best of both worlds. And I think what federalism does is it provides a mechanism to make that happen, to provide a stronger Scottish Parliament that's secure within the United Kingdom. And we deal with some of the other issues, like reform of the House of Lords, like the West Lothian question, which haven't been addressed properly, and we create a strong and stable constitutional settlement for the UK going forward.
Isn't what you're proposing really just Devo-Max across the UK?
Well, Devo-Max has never been properly defined, but really what we're talking about is ensuring that more powers are delivered for Scotland, which I think is what most people in Scotland want to see, and we also ensure that other parts of the UK are getting similar recognition, so the settlement that we come to is stable and secure and lasting. That's what I think most people in Scotland will actually want to see happen.
But that's what people in Scotland want to see happen. Aren't you, as a result of that, foisting what Scotland wants on the rest of the UK?
What's been interesting, even over the past few weeks, is how many voices elsewhere in the United Kingdom have been looking for a new settlement. Maybe not mentioning federalism, although some people like Gordon Brown have done, but only on Monday of this week, George Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, was speaking in the north of England about giving the northern English cities more devolution of powers and budgets. There are people elsewhere in other parts of England talking about similar devolution of power. There is a sense that England itself is too centralised, so I think we're pushing at an open door.
So even if there's a no vote, does this mean that there will be changes throughout the UK, do you think, in the relatively near future on this front?
I think the only thing that's going to stop the progress of devolution or indeed federalism in the rest of the UK would be a yes vote. A yes vote is closing the door on further change. What a no vote allows us to do is take these ideas forward, look about how we enhance the powers of the Scottish Parliament, give us the best of both worlds, and also see how the rest of the United Kingdom can benefit from more local decision making.
Does it look now like a mistake not to have put an extra option on the ballot paper for more devolved powers to guarantee something to the voters, which they're not guaranteed as the vote stands at the moment?
I never thought it made any sense to have a third option on the ballot paper, partly because nobody could ever agree what that was going to look like, and partly because you can't take that decision in Scotland in isolation. You can only do that by having a discussion with people across the United Kingdom. So what we need to do is make sure there is a no vote, and make sure that no vote then opens the door to further discussions across the UK about how we improve government, how we strengthen the Scottish Parliament, and how we improve local government in other parts of the United Kingdom.
But do you accept the difficulty in persuading voters of that, given that there is no guarantees? There's no guarantees who'd even be in power at Westminster after next year.
Oh, I think it's quite clear from what a variety of people in different parties are saying, whether that's the Liberal Democrats have always supported federalism, whether that's Gordon Brown, ex-Labour Prime Minister, coming round to the idea, whether that's George Osborne talking about greater devolution to English cities. In all the major parties, there are key players very interested in progressing this agenda. And I think the way to secure this is to have a no vote in the referendum. Don't take the irreversible decision to break up the United Kingdom, but allow the United Kingdom to continue to develop with a stronger Scottish Parliament.
But do you accept that if people do that and nothing substantial comes of it, then that will simply increase the demand for independence in future?
Well, over the years, people on the nationalist side have continually said that there won't be reforms delivered. I remember nationalists saying that a Scottish Parliament would never be delivered. I remember them saying that the Labour Party couldn't even deliver a pizza, never mind a Scottish Parliament. The Scottish Parliament was delivered. That Scottish Parliament's getting more financial powers, guaranteed. There will be more powers on offer in the event of a no vote. So I think we need to look at the track record here. The UK is a dynamic and evolving constitutional entity. It will continue to evolve. The only thing that's going to stop that is if people take the irreversible decision to vote yes and break it up.